You know, here at Rosie on the House, we've been telling y'all for a lot of years when it's time to shop for a new or used, good used vehicle, to get over to Sanderson Ford. We've told you all the reasons to do that. How strong Sanderson is in supporting the community, the tenure of all their sales experts and professionals. But I want to take a couple minutes right now and talk about the man behind the curtain. I want to talk about Mr. Dave Kimmerly, the CEO of Sanderson Ford. Do you know he was the 2019 recipient of the Colangelo Servant Leadership Award? Now, this is an award that's awarded in the Phoenix area leaders who exemplify the ideals which Jerry Colangelo is best known for, like servant leadership, ethics, and entrepreneurial talent. A car dealer being issued the Jerry Colangelo Servant Leadership Award. That's astounding. It shouldn't surprise you if you knew Dave to find out he was admitted into the Ford Motor Company Hall of Fame. Now, I mean, what kind of guy is this? I mean, they've got 65 acres of Ford vehicles, over 400 employees. And you know how many of those employees are sitting at home laid off because of COVID? Not one. That's just the kind of guy Dave Kimmerly is. He's the CEO of America's most awarded Ford dealership in all the land. That's why you go to Sanderson Ford for your new or used vehicle.
But never on a Sunday. That's also the kind of guy he is.
That's right, exactly.
Not open on Sunday. So we're talking in our On the House topic this week is about critters and keeping stuff away. If you'd like to join the conversation, 1-888-767-4348. 1-888-ROSIE for you. Just hit number one when the auto attendant comes on. That'll bypass you right past the message and get you straight into the studio where Jennifer will take your call, get basic information, and then get you in queue to join the conversation. We have one more week until is it next Sunday? Is it next weekend?
I think it is.
Yeah, next Sunday.
I think it is.
Father's Day. So if you are looking for ideas, we have a number of them in our e-store. These are all tools that we have tested and tried out here. We've got a really great stud finder from Franklin Sensors. And it's those old ones, you move back and forth and it would beep and it would beep and it would beep and it would beep. And these Franklin Sensors actually have a number of LED lights across the top. So when you come across a stud, it'll actually show you the edges as well.
It's
so you
awesome.
Can actually center your anchor point. We've got thorn-proof gloves. The Earth Talon shovel has been one of our bigger sellers, which is funny because it's a pain in the neck to ship.
We had to ship four to California last week.
And I asked him, I said, are you a contractor? Are you just getting all the kids to putting all the kids to work this summer? He's like, no, I'm a contractor. We bought a couple of these a few years ago, still using them. And, the crews fight over it because there's so much better diggers than a typical shovel. So I'm just buying everybody one.
Invented right here in Chino Valley, Arizona. That's awesome.
Trying to cut through the caliche.
So well, how about the rest of our toolbox? They're all Rosie on the House logoed and the hammer, the handsaw. The channel locks, the level, the toolbox, any of those that you might want to get your dad. I love that little pocket knife that's logoed Rosie on the House. Get on the e-commerce store, order your dad's gift. Today's the last day to order if you want to get it by Father's Day. The mail has become a little slower, it seems to me.
or less
predictable, and that's not just by the U.S. Postal Service. It seems to me that's with everybody, but it's just a part of the logistical supply chain of getting everything restocked the way it needs to be stocked up. So, if you're looking for a gift for Dad, get to RosieOnTheHouse.com. Take a look at the e-commerce store and place your order today. We're talking about eliminating creepy crawlies or in, about, and around your house. I do have one absolutely foolproof method that, that works every time, but some people take offense to it. If you've got scorpions in your house, find yourself a couple guinea hens and let them roam the yard. Guineas love scorpions, and they will clear your acre out in no time.
They're good guard dogs, too.
And they're good guard dogs. Now, the thing that upsets some people is when the scorpions are eliminated, guineas make a great gumbo. And that really upset Jandy Autry last week when I shared that with her.
Well, moving on.
But it is foolproof. It works every time.
They are very loud. They love to interrupt your mid-afternoon nap. Neighbors will hate you.
Now,
but a lot of times, if you know, don't get a male. Just get a female hen. And if you get two or three, and they've got company, that they'll keep a lot quieter.
Okay. Very good. Great tip from the Romero farm.
Female companionship, huh? That's how it works.
So the story is, Jennifer, I've lived in our home for 30 plus years. Never saw a scorpion for 25 years. Then we were exposed to a rash of them. Our home was built in the 60s. It's 60 years old. It's in a neighborhood that's just prime for houses being torn down or significantly remodeled. And when you start tearing houses up and going through that kind of construction in, about, and around your property, it's bound to change things. And boy, it sure changed things when the neighbor behind us across the wash started doing a large construction project. That's when we started seeing scorpions. That was a property that kind of set fallow for years, and they moved in, started cleaning it up and remodeling the house, and boy, everything came right straight to us. So I did not take a scientific approach and try one thing and see if it worked and try another thing and see if it worked. I did all four at one time, and it worked. So here they are. First thing we did, with kids growing up around the house, we were always predisposed not to have a pest control company spraying our house. Well, that was naive on our part. We called Blue Sky Pest Control, and we started a monthly service. At the same time, I bought bags of food-grade diatomaceous earth, which we use in our horse corrals regularly. And I started, and I bought a black light flashlight that I could walk out around the property, and I would find the scorpions at night as to where they were hanging out. They stand out like a neon sign when you have a black light flashlight. You can see them from all the way across the yard. Well, once I find out, okay, well, I found scorpions consistently, you know, two or three times a month, right here in this area of the yard. Well, that area of the yard then starts getting sprinkled with food grade DE once or twice a week. And the DE will kill the scorpions. The other thing I did, not knowing if they would work or not, but they weren't expensive, so I thought, why not, is I bought the ultrasonic insect and rodent repellers that plug into the electric system in your home. And we put one in the master bedroom, and we put one on the, after Jennifer got stung, and then we put one on the opposite side of the house in the kitchen. And they're both supposed to take care of about 2,000 square feet. And they send an, oh, and our house isn't that big, so we've got a little overlap probably in the middle. They send an ultrasonic pulse into the electrical system of your home that theoretically drives insects insane to the point where they will leave your house. Well, again, you're driving the scorpion's food source out of your house. So, started pest control, bought a black light flashlight, bought a 50-pound bag of food grade DE and plugged in the electronic ultrasonic pulse devices. And with all those four attacks, we have eliminated, all but eliminated, the scorpion problem at our house. Now, we currently have a client who said she was finding a scorpion a day, sometimes multiple scorpions a day in her home. And she just recently, in the past week, has adopted the same four tactics. So we'll have a little bit more data to find out as to whether or not this works. Maybe I finally just killed all the scorpions that were coming across the wash. That was the other option. But there you go. There's the four-prong attack for scorpions in particular.
Robert's a mechanic, said he's been bitten twice crawling out from underneath cars that have been sitting for a while. Symptoms are 100-plus fever for 3 days, sweats, and bad stomach cramps.
Is that scorpion or black widow?
He says black widow.
Yeah. Wow.
Did...
Yeah. I've never known anyone stung by a black widow. So that's nasty right there. I've only seen one person ever stung by a scorpion, and that was my sweet Jennifer at night in our bedroom walking across the carpet. And I mean, this is a woman that's had six children, and I stood beside her for virtually every delivery. She was never in as much pain as she was from the bite of that scorpion. It was absolutely, I don't know how to explain it. It was horrible going through it, just watching it. So that's when we developed all four tactics. That wasn't going to happen again on my watch.
I'm reading another longer text from, this is Vaughn Payne, our flooring contractor in Southeast Valley, East Valley Floors. And he was talking about his wife and them were on vacation at an outdoor entertainment water park. And got bit, was afraid it was a brown recluse, but it was actually a scorpion, he said, that was sent to heaven right away. She said it was extreme pain, but there was a big relief because she had thought it was a brown recluse. So she was...
Wow.
So there's your key. If you get bit by a scorpion or stung or anything, just be glad it wasn't a brown recluse and take your joy in that.
Well, the scorpion sting lasts about 24 hours. And then it just dissipates. But the brown recluse is a big deal. So unless you're allergic to a scorpion, it could be worse. But the pain does last about a day.
Well, the other critters that we're getting a lot of inquiries about are wasps and bees, in particular as it relates to the backyard swimming pool. So we've got some tactics for you there. But we're going to need to cover that after this short break.